There was once a great devotee called Sri Vallabhacharya who had been chosen by the Lord to connect souls with him.
Jednom je bio jedan veliki bhakta koji se zvao Sri Vallabhacharya i on je bio odabran od strane Gospodina da povezuje duše sa njim.
But Vallabhacharya thought, how is it possible for me to perform this task?
Ali Acharya je razmišljao kako će za mene biti uopšte moguće da izvršim tu dužnost.
And more so, how is it possible that the limited, contaminated, sinful living entities can be connected to the unlimited, pure, ever fresh Supreme Personality of Godhead?
I poruh svega, on se pitao kako će biti moguće da jedna ograničeno, nečisto, materijalno biće, kako da se poveže sa onim što je nezagađeno, vječno i čisto.
How can a little dwarf, Pituljak, ever catch the moon?
Kako patuljak ikada može dosjeći mjesec?
With these doubts he went to the river Jamuna and fasted.
Sa ovim sumnjama on je otišao do rijeke Jamune i postio.
He prayed to the Lord, please show yourself to me and give me the answer.
I on se molio, molim te Gospodine, pokaži mi se i daj mi odgovor.
It was monsoon.
I to je bilo vrijeme monsuna.
In the distance the clouds were rumbling.
I u daljini su se čula grmljavina u oblacima.
All of a sudden there was a thunder explosion and a flash just next to Vallabhacharya.
I odjednom je sjevnula munja i udario je grom upravo blizu Vallabhacharye.
When after the initial shock he looked at the place where he had heard the sound and seen the light, Krishna was standing there, the dhoti, the color of the flesh.
I kada se oporavio od tog prvobitnog šoka, na mjestu odakle je čuo zvuk, Vallabhacharya je ugledao Krišnu, koji je tu stajao u dotiju boje munje.
And he said, don't doubt that it is possible for the souls to be again reconnected to me.
I on je rekao, nemoj sumnjati da je za duše moguće da dođu ponovo u kontakt sa mnom.
The souls only need to know how to dedicate themselves to me by the Brahma Sambandha mantra.
On je rekao, duše samo trebaju da saznaju kako mogu da se povežu sa mnom, kako da se posvete meni kroz Brahma Sambandha mantru.
If anyone sincerely chants this mantra,
ako bilo ko iskreno mantra ovu mantru,
he will be like a little river who joins the Ganga.
On će biti poput male rijeke koja se ulijeva u Gangu.
When ordinary water joins the Ganga, it also becomes Ganga.
Kada se obična voda ulije u Gangu, ona isto tako postaje Ganga.
The same thing happens when an ordinary soul joins my service.
To se isto dešava kada obična duša počne da me služi.
By that contact, he becomes pure.
I zahvaljujući tom kontaktu duša postaje čista.
And then he told him, the Lord told him the Brahma Sambandha mantra.
I onda mu je Gospodin dao tu Brahma Sambandha mantru.
In various ways, the same mantra comes also in our scripture, and it is known as the Buddha Shruti mantra in our line.
I na različite načine ta mantra dolazi kroz druge linije, a u našoj liniji ona se pojavljuje kao Buddha Shruti mantra.
Please listen to this mantra in the Bosnian translation.
I molim vas, poslušajte ovu mantru na bosanskom jeziku.
O Lord, I have been separated from you for thousands of births.
O Gospodine, bio sam odvojen od tebe hiljadama rođenja.
And this separation has created within me endless sufferings and complications.
I kroz ta rođenja stvorile su se nebrojene komplikacije i nepogode.
My true blissful nature has been completely hidden.
Moja prava blažena priroda je u potpunosti sakrivena.
My Lord Shri Krishna, you are the beloved of the gopis of Vrindavan.
Moj voljeni Krishna, ti si voljeni gopija Vrindavana.
Just like your devotees, I have decided to dedicate to you my body and senses.
Poput tvojih bhakta, odlučio sam da ti posvetim svoje tijelo i čula.
I give to you my life force as well as my consciousness, mind and heart.
Dajem ti svoj životni zrak isto kao što ti dajem i svoj um, svoju svjesnost i tijelo.
I dedicate to you my home.
Posvećujem ti svoj dom.
My children,
svoju djecu,
all my wealth,
svo moje bogatstvo,
my land and everything I have,
moju zemlju i sve što posjedujem.
I give you what I have now and what I have in my next life.
Dajem ti ono što imam sada i ono što ću imati u svom sljedećem životu.
I offer to you my very soul.
Nudim ti svoju samu dušu.
O Krishna,
o Krishna,
I am yours.
Ja sam tvoj.
Don't doubt when someone reconnects with me like this, Vallabhacharya. He is mine and I take care of him.
Nemoj sumnjati, Vallabhacharya, kada neko nauči ovako da se poveže, ponovo poveže sa mnom, on postaje moj i ja ću se brinuti o njemu.
Then the sweet Lord smiled and just like the flesh who had disappeared, he disappeared.
Tada se gospodin nasmiješio i baš kao što munja nestaje i on je nestao.
My dear devotees, today I want to start the first part of my Krishna Katha, where I tell you how, or no, where I narrate to you how a conditioned soul surrendered to Krishna.
Moji dragi bhakte, večeras želim da započnem sa ovim seminarom na kojem ću govoriti o tome kako se duša može ponovo povezati sa Krishnom.
We will hear a fascinating journey and struggle for Krishna consciousness.
Čućemo nešto o fascinantnom putu i borbi koja se nalazi na putu svjesnosti Krishne.
Once Narada Muni spoke about this story which I will tell you.
Jednom je Narada Muni ispričao ovu priču o kojoj ću vam govoriti.
And he said, I can't tolerate to remember this pastime.
I rekao, ja ne mogu uopšte da tolerišem da se sjećam ove zabave.
But although this is so painful, it causes me indescribable happiness.
Ali iako je to tako bolno sjećanje, u isto vrijeme mi izaziva neopisivu sreću.
It evokes powerful spiritual emotions just listening to it.
To u meni budi moćne duhovne osjećaje samo slušajući o njoj.
My dear devotees, if in the next 2 days or 3 days some of you start dancing in ecstasy or fainting with pain in the heart, that is normal and to be expected.
Moji dragi bhakte, ako naredna 3 dana neki od vas počnu da plešu u ekstazi ili da padaju od bola u srcu, to je nešto što se može očekivati da će se desiti.
I will talk to you about a great devotee.
Govorit ću vam o jednom jako uzvišenom bhakti.
Who had a fall down.
Koji je pao.
And turned against Krishna.
I koji se okrenuo od Krishne.
We will hear how he was corrected by the Lord.
Slušat ćemo o tome kako ga je gospodin ispravio.
And was reinstated in his original position.
I kako ga je ponovo postavio u njegov originalni položaj.
When Narada started to talk about this, what I am about to reveal to you, he hesitated and didn't know how to start.
Kada je Narada htio da priča o ovome o čemu vam ja želim isto pripovijedati, on je malo oklijevao i nije znao kako da počne.
He said, I don't know if I can talk about this.
Rekao je, ne znam da li mogu govoriti o tome.
In the same way, tonight I feel great struggle in my heart. One side wants to talk this another wants to be silent.
Na taj isti način ja večeras osjećam borbu unutar sebe. Jedan dio mene želi da priča o tome, a drugi želi da ne govori, da ostane tih.
Because I will talk also about you.
Zato što ću također govoriti i o vama.
I will talk about the lake of your heart.
Govorit ću o jezeru vašeg srca.
And I will talk about someone who is hidden there.
Govorit ću o osobi koja se tu skriva.
His name is Kalia.
Njegovo ime je Kalia.
Kalia represents pride, deceit and cruelty.
Kalia predstavlja can you repeat what? Ponos, prevaru i okrutnost.
He lives in the lake of every person's heart.
On živi u srcu svake osobe, u jezeru koja se nalazi u srcu.
In psychology he is called the shadow.
A u psihologiji se naziva sjenka.
In religious language he is called the inner darkness.
U religioznom jeziku on se zove unutrašnja tama.
In Krishna consciousness he is called anartas.
U svjesnosti Krišne on se zove anarta.
This pastime takes always place when someone becomes more Krishna conscious.
Ova se zabava uvijek odvija kada neko postaje više svjestan Krišne.
Before Krishna can come into the pure space of the heart, Kalia has to be driven out.
Prije nego što Krišna dođe u čisto mjesto koje se nalazi u srcu, Kalia mora da bude otjeran.
Are you ready?
Da li ste spremni?
Hari Mohan is smiling. Is this not 100% sure, but no choice. One day, Krishna decided to go to the Kalia Hrada. It was a big lake which had formed on the side of the Yamuna, where a terrible monster lived.
Jednom prilikom Krishna je odlučio da ode do Kalia Hrade. To je mjesto na jezeru gdje je živjelo ovo veliko čudovište.
People knew about this place.
Ljudi su znali za to mjesto.
The lake was filled with the fire and the smoke which came from the poison of this 8-mile long snake.
Jezero je bilo ispunjeno sa vatrom i sa dimom na mjestu gdje je živjelo ovo čudovište koje je bilo dugo 8 milja.
It was so dangerous that when even a dry piece of straw was carried by the wind into the lake, it caught fire and burned.
To mjesto je bilo tako opasno da kada bi neka suha travka samo koju bi vjetar nanio iznad tog jezera prošla tuda, ona bi se zapalila.
Around this lake where the snake lived, there was not all the trees had burned to ashes from the poison which came out of his mouth.
A drveće koje je prije postojalo oko tog jezera je bilo svo spaljeno zbog vatre i tog otrova koje je dolazilo iz usta ovoga čudovišta.
Even the birds who were flying over it fell into the lake when they breathed in the poisonous breeze.
Čak i ptice koje su letile iznad ovog jezera bi pale mrtve kada bi udahnule ovaj otrov.
Krishna had been warned by Mother Yashoda, don't come close to this lake.
I Krishna je majka Yashoda upozorila, nemoj se približavati tom jezeru.
The demon will come out of its water and swallow you like he has done with innumerable other beings.
Demon će doći i uhvatit će te kao što je to učinio i sa nebrojenim drugim živim bićima.
But Krishna thought, I have to make sure that the residents of Vrindavan can drink the crystal clear water of the Yamuna, and I have to fight this demon.
Ali Krishna je razmišljao, ja se moram pobrinuti da stanovnici Vrindavana mogu da piju kristalno čistu vodu Yamune i onda moram otjerati tog demona.
You know, when I was a child,
znate, kada sam bio dijete,
I lived on an island.
Živio sam na otoku.
And there was a lake on the island.
I tu je bilo jedno jezero na otoku.
Where also a big snake was seen.
Gdje je također bila viđena neka velika zmija.
It looked like a dragon.
I ona je izgledala poput zmaja.
And scientists came from Germany to investigate.
I tu su čak dolazili i neki naučnici iz Njemačke da bi istraživali.
And one scientist was reported to be missing and everyone the demon has swallowed it.
I onda je došla informacija da je jedan od tih naučnika nestao i svi su bili uzbuđeni, a demon ga je sigurno progutao.
Maybe you have heard in Scotland there was Nessie.
Možda ste čuli za Nessie u Škotskoj? Yes.
In Bosnia we have heard?
Yes, yes.
This big and there were movies about Nessie.
Da, čuli ste u Bosni, ali tako, za to čudovište i bili su i filmovi o Nessiju.
So, my mother had always told me, don't go there.
I meni je majka uvijek govorila, nemoj ići tamo.
But I needed to go, because it was very interesting.
Ali ja sam imao potrebu da idem, zato što je to bilo jako interesantno.
Yeah. So, Krishna, it was on the day when Balaram was celebrating his birthday.
I na dan kada je Balaram slavio svoj rođendan, Krišna je otišao na to jezero.
He in the morning told his brother, I would like to go to this lake where Kalia is hiding.
On je ujutro rekao svome bratu, ja bih volio da odim na ovo jezero gdje živi Kalia.
Do you think I can do it?
Misliš li da ja to mogu učiniti?
And Balaram said, well, mother told you not to swim in the lake, but going it's all right.
Balaram mu je rekao, majka ti je rekla da ne plivaš u tom jezeru, ali samo da odeš do njega, to je u redu.
So Krishna thought, because my brother stays home for birthday, I'm absolutely free to do something extraordinary today.
I Krishna je razmišljao, pa pošto moj brat će danas da ostane kod kuće radi proslave svoga rođendana, ja sam u potpunosti slobodan da uradim nešto izvanredno.
Some of the leading cowherd boys were with Krishna on that day.
I taj dan su neki od najvažnijih dječaka pastira bili sa Krishnom.
And they went to the special place at the bank of the river Jamuna where they had never been before.
I otišli su na to mjesto na obalama rijeke Jamune na kojem nisu nikad prije bili.
There were beautiful trees and fresh grass for the cows.
Tu je u blizini je bilo i predivnog drveća i divne trave za njihove krave.
It was very hot.
I bilo je jako toplo.
So the cows went ahead to the river Jamuna.
I onda su krave produžile ispred njih do rijeke Jamune.
They drank its water.
Pile su njenu vodu.
And they fell down dead.
I pale su mrtve.
It was poison.
Zato što je ona bila otrovana.
The boys were horrified.
Dječaci su bili prestravljeni.
This is Gokula, the land of the cows. How can we exist without the cows?
Oni su govorili, ovo je Gokula, to je mjesto krava. Kako mi možemo uopšte da postojimo bez krava?
Are we awake or are we dreaming?
Jesmo li budni ili sanjamo?
Is this life or is this death?
Je li ovo život ili smrt?
So, they decided if our cows have died, we will also enter the river Jamuna, drink its water and commit suicide.
I onda su oni odlučili, ako su naše krave mrtve, mi ćemo isto tako da uđemo u rijeku Jamunu, da popijemo tu vodu i da umremo.
At this time, bad omens started to appear.
U tom trenutku loše predznaci su počeli da se pojavljuju.
The sky became overclouded with dark clouds.
Nebo je postalo prekriveno sa tamnim oblacima.
Krishna appeared on the bank of the Yamuna.
I tada se Krishna pojavio na obali Jamune.
When he saw what had happened,
kada je vidio šta se desilo,
he was shocked.
Bio je šokiran.
It was me who had this desire to go to the Jamuna to face this demon.
Ja sam taj koji je imao tu želju da ode do Jamune i da se suoči sa ovim demonom.
What has my impulsive nature done?
Šta je moja impulsivna priroda napravila?
The boys are equal to the devatas.
Ovi dječaci su jednaki polubogovi.
And so are the cows.
Isto tako su i krave.
Because of me they are now in the situation where they are dead.
I zbog mene oni su u ovoj situaciji gdje su sada mrtve.
How will I explain this to their mothers and fathers?
Kako ću to objasniti njihovim očevima i majkama?
What will I tell Srinam and Sudam?
Šta ću reći Sridamu i Sudanu?
Oh, what misfortune has my impulsive nature created.
Oh, kakvu nesreću je moja impulsivna priroda stvorila.
You must know, in Krishna's hearts, there are always his devotees.
Morate znati da se u Krišninom srcu uvijek nalaze i njegove bhakte.
Once he had said to Duvasha, Sarvo Hridayam Mayam. The sadhus are in my heart, the devotees are in my heart.
Jednom prilikom je Durvas rekao, bhakte se nalaze u mome srcu.
When something which happens outside of you is not so auspicious, you can tolerate it. But if something happens to someone who's in your heart, you become totally disturbed.
Kada se desi nešto nekome ili nečemu što je se nalazi izvan vas, onda vas to toliko ne uznemiri. Međutim, ako se desi nešto nekome ko se nalazi u vašem srcu, onda ste jako uznemireni.
I think if Ananga Mohini, if something would happen to her little girl, she would be totally disturbed.
Mislim da kada bi se desilo nešto kćerci od naše Anangi Mohini, mislim da bi ona bila u potpunosti uznemirena.
But if something happens to the villages around Sarajevo because of the snow fall, it wouldn't hurt her so much because the villages and their people don't live in her heart, only the girl does.
Ali kada bi se desilo nešto selima u okolici Sarajeva zbog ovoga snijega, to ne bi je toliko pogodilo zato što oni se ne nalaze u njenom srcu, so a u njemu se nalazi njena čerka.
So when Krishna saw the cowherd boys and the cows lying dead on the bank of the Jamuna, his heart melted.
I kada je Krišna vidio krave i dječake pastire kako leže mrtvi pored obale rijeke Jamune, njegovo srce je bilo dirnuto.
And this manifested in tears which began to shoot out of his eyes and which fell on the cowherd boys.
A srce je počelo da mu se topi i to je se manifestovalo tako da su mu počele teći suze i da frcaju iz njegovih očiju, one su tako pale na dječake pastire.
Krishna revived them all.
Na taj način Krishna ih je sve oživio.
By his tears.
Njegovim suzama.
But not all at once.
Ali ne svi odjednom.
He went through the cowherd boys and he sprinkled first those who were nearby and he went a little further in and sprinkled the later section.
On je tako hodajući između dječaka pastira, on je prvo poprskao one koji su bili najbliži i onda je išao dalje i poškropio i druge sa svojim suzama.
When the cowherd boys sat up, they had disheveled clothing.
Kada su se dječaci pastiri ustali, njihova odjeća je bila razbacana.
He brought them all around himself and embraced each one individually.
Onda ih je sve okupio oko sebe i svakoga pojedinačno zagrlio.
One by one.
Jednog po jednog.
Krishna in fact many expanded into as many forms as cowherd boys because he was so happy to see them all that he wanted to embrace them for a long time to his heart.
I u tom trenutku Krišna se u stvari manifestovao u onoliko oblika koliko je bilo dječaka pastira, zato što je on želio da ih zagrli svakoga pojedinačno i da ih dugo drži blizu svome srcu.
In old times the samurai warriors who had mystical powers could expand into one form, so they fought into two and with two forms.
U stara vremena samuraji koji su imali mistične moći su se mogli manifestovati u još jednom obliku, tako da bi se borili u stvari duplo sa u dva oblika.
The mystic yogis of India can expand up to 8 forms.
Mistični jogi u Indiji se mogu manifestovati čak i do 8 u 8 oblika.
But Lord Krishna gathered all the cowherd boys together and expanded in as many forms as they were.
Ali gospodin Krishna se manifestovao onoliko oblika koliko je bilo dječaka pastira koje je sve tu okupio i onda ih zagrlio.
The cowherd boys looked at their Krishna.
I dječaci pastiri su gledali u svog Krishnu.
First they couldn't speak because they understood a moment ago we were dead, but Gopal has brought us back to life.
Oni prvo nisu mogli ništa da kažu. Oni su razmišljali, mi smo prije nekoliko trenutaka bili mrtvi, ali Gopal nas je sve oživio.
What herbal medicine or Mustafa tea has he used?
Kakav neki biljni lijek ili čaj od Mustafe je koristio pa nas je oživio?
Or what special mantra?
Ili kakvu specijalnu mantru je koristio?
One boy looked at the other and spoke with his eyes. Friend, do you know the secret?
Jedan dječak pastir je pogledao u drugog, a onda je rekao sa svojim očima, prijatelju, jesi li vidio ovo?
Another cowherd boy looked back and spoke with his eyes the answer.
A ovaj drugi mu isto tako odgovorio sa pogledom.
I know.
Ja znam.
Remember the name giving ceremony of our Krishna where Gargacharya the priest said this child will easily save you from all dangers?
Sjećaš li se ceremonije davanja imena kada je Gargacharya rekao ovaj dječak će vas zaštiti od svih nedaća?
It's because of the blessings of God Narayan that this child that our Krishna has saved us from death due to poisoning.
To je zahvaljujući blagoslovima koje mu je dao Bog Narayan da ovaj dječak je u stanju da nas izbavi, da nas vrati u život od trovanja.
And they all concluded, yes, because Nanda Maharaj, the father of Krishna, does daily pujas to Narayan to protect his child, therefore Govinda has brought us back.
I onda su svi zaključili, to je zbog toga što Nanda Maharaj svaki dan radi puđe na Rajanu i onda ovaj dječak je bio u stanju da nas ovako zaštiti.
Krishna smiled.
A Krishna se smiješio.
U redu, u redu. Then he went to the cows.
Zatim je otišao do krava.
And brought them back by the same process. He looked at the cows, his heart melted and the tears sprinkled on the dead cows and brought them back to life.
I onda je otišao do krava i oživio ih na isti način. Kada ih je pogledao, njegovo srce se otopilo, to se manifestovalo kao suze koje su ih proškropile i vratile u život.
Listen to the reaction of the cows when they were revived by Krishna.
Poslušajte reakciju krava koje su one imale kada ih je Krishna oživio.
They mooed.
One su mukale.
They licked Krishna for a long time.
One su lizale Krishnu dugo.
And Krishna again expanded to embrace them around their necks.
I Krishna se opet manifestovao kako bi svaku mogao da zagrli oko vrata.
Hare Krishna. Sounds like the cows at the door.
Ova vrata zvuče poput krave.
Then they stood there and with unblinking eyes they looked at Krishna drinking the nectar of his form through their eyes.
I onda su se one ustale i gledale u Krishnu i pile taj nektar kroz svoje oči.
At this moment when Krishna had saved the cows and his cowherd boys, a determination rose in his heart.
I u tom trenutku kada je Krishna spasio dječake pastire i krave, u njegovom srcu se rodila odlučnost.
He said, this was too much. I will now kill the snake demon.
On je rekao, ovo je previše. Ja ću sada da ubijem ovoga demona zmiju.
Previously he had thought of doing that, but he was hesitant because the wives of Kaliya were great devotees. They were the Nagapatnis.
I prije on razmišljao o tome da ubije Kaliju, međutim oklijevao je zato što su žene od Kalije Nagapatnis, one su bile veliki bakte.
But now he had seen that death had approached his friends and his cows.
Ali sada kada je vidio da se smrt približila svojim njegovim dječacima, pastirima i kravama,
and he was not going to tolerate that.
On više nije htio da to toleriše.
My dear devotees, before I end, I want to bring out two points for your attention.
Moji dragi bakte, prije nego što završim, želim da istaknem dvije pojente za vas.
The first point is consider how Krishna revived his dead friends.
Prva poenta se sastoji u sljedećem, da razmislite kako je to Krishna oživio svoje mrtve prijatelje.
He didn't just bring them back to life en masse.
On nije samo da ih je sve odjednom oživio.
No, he walked amongst them and looked at each one individually and cried for each one individual tears.
On je hodao tu između mrtvih dječaka pastira i svakog je pojedinačno pogledao i za svakog je pojedinačno plakao.
This shows that Krishna deals individually with every devotee.
I to nam pokazuje da Krishna ima, on ima odnos sa svakim pojedinačno.
In the Gita he says that he responds or reciprocates the love of his devotees according to the way in which they love him.
U Giti je rečeno da Krishna odgovara svojim baktama na način isto kao kako se i oni njemu obraćaju i predaju.
Krishna consciousness is between Krishna and the devotee and Krishna. It's an individual affair.
Svjesnost Krishna je nešto što se dešava od strane Krishne prema bakti i bakti prema Krishne. If you, to je nešto jako individualno.
See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in his pastimes, if you want to go to Vrindavan and meet Krishna there, don't go with many people, go alone.
Šri Čaitanja Mahaprabhu nas podučava, ako želite da idete u Vrindavan i da se sretnete sa Krišnom, nemojte ići sa puno ljudi, idite sami.
Or if you want to have a relationship with Krishna, be alone in your heart.
I ako želite da imate odnos sa Krišnom, budite sami u svom srcu.
Become first empty to become full.
Prvo postanite prazni da biste mogli postati puni.
It's a very, very, very important point.
Ovo je jako, jako važna point.
I have seen so many devotees misunderstanding Krishna consciousness as a society of people.
Ja sam vidio tako puno bakta koji su svjesnost Krishne zamijenili sa društvom ljudi.
And when something goes wrong with the one person, two persons, three persons, a group, they become all upset.
I ako se nešto desi sa jednom osobom ili sa dvije osobe ili sa više osoba, oni postanu jako uznemireni.
But Krishna consciousness is between you and the Lord.
Ali svjesnost Krishne se dešava između tebe i Gospodina.
That's most important.
I to je najvažnije.
It's not about what other people do or don't do.
Ne radi se o tome šta drugi ljudi rade ili šta drugi ljudi ne rade.
It's about what you do in your relationship to Krishna.
Radi se o tome šta ti radiš u tvom odnosu sa Krishnom.
And Krishna responded to his devotees individually to make this point.
I Krishna je da bi odgovorio na ovu, da bi dao ovu pointu, odgovorio svakom baktiju pojedinačno.
I'm an individual god.
Ja sam individualan bog.
Not a group god.
Ja nisam grupni bog.
The second point is, why did Krishna not do anything against Kaliya before?
A drugo pitanje je, zašto Krishna nije učinio ništa protiv Kalije još prije?
Why did he wait until his dear friends and the cows were almost killed?
I zašto je čekao na moment kada su njegovi prijatelji i krave bili gotovo mrtvi?
You must know that this is because Kalija was a devotee.
Morate znati da je to bilo zbog toga što je Kalija bio bhakta.
And there were first class devotees who had, women who had married him, the Nagapatnis.
I tu su bile isto tako Nagapatni, to su žene koje su bile prvoklasne baktine.
But later, and we will hear about the details tomorrow, he made an offense against a great, great devotee called Garuda.
Ali poslije, odnosno sutra, ćemo čuti nešto više o tome. Kalija je napravio uvredu prema velikom, velikom bakti Garudi.
And when you do an offense against the devotee, then you also might turn against God.
A kada uradite uvredu prema bakti, to je onda jako opasno, jer se i vi isto tako možete okrenuti protiv Boga.
But now Krishna was ready.
Ali sada je Krishna bio spreman.
He saw to himself.
On je pomislio sam za sebe.
I have seen that Kalia poison burned the birds and the trees have been killed.
Ja sam vidio da je ovaj otrov ubio ovo drveće i ptice.
Now he has almost killed my friends.
I sad je umalo ubio i moje prijatelje.
And the cows.
I krave.
I will take care of him now.
Sad ću se ja pobrinuti za njega.
But Krishna knew if he would jump into the lake and confront Kalia, all his cowherd boys would be supremely disturbed.
Ali Krishna isto tako i znao, kada bi on sada uskočio u ovo jezero i kada bi se suprotstavio Kaliji, njegovi prijatelji bi bili izvanredno uznemireni.
So he had to hide his true intentions.
I on zbog toga je mogao morao je da sakrije svoje prave namjere.
He said, see, my dear friends, there is this tree, the only tree which has survived.
On je rekao, pogledajte prijatelji, ovdje je ovo drvo, to je jedino drvo koje je preživjelo ovdje.
Garuda once dropped a drop of nectar on this tree and it's still there in the hollow of the tree in the top and I want to see it.
Jednom prilikom Garuda je ispustio jednu kapljicu nektara koja se još uvijek nalazi gore u šupljem drvetu na vrhu i ja želim da to vidim.
You go in some distance and you take care of the cows. Let me just inspect the top of the tree for the nectar.
Ajte vi tamo malo dalje i pobrinite se za krave, a ja odu da ovdje da pogledam to, taj nektar koji se nalazi na vrhu drveta.
The acharyas say this tree was alive because it had a big hope in his heart.
Who says that?
What?
Who says that? Acharya govori da to je drvo bilo živo samo zato što je imalo jednu nadu u svome srcu.
The hope was one day Krishna will climb upon me.
I ta nada je bila jednog dana Krishna će se popeti na mene.
And touch me with his blessed lotus feet.
I onda će me dotaći sa svojim blagoslovljenim lotusovim stopalima.
I don't care for the poison of this Kalia.
I briga me za ovaj otrov Kalije.
It's malo teško.
Malo je teško.
But I will stick it out.
Ali ja ću to da izdržim.
Just so that Krishna's lotus feet will touch me.
Samo da me dotakla lotusova stopala Krishne.
Krishna climbed on top.
Krishna se popeo na vrh.
And he prepared himself for the fight.
I pripremio se za borbu.
He knew when he would jump into the lake of the Jamuna, Kalia would come out.
I znao, jer je znao da kada bi uskočio u jezero, onda bi Kalija se pojavio.
So he adjusted his turban, tied it very strong.
I onda je popravio svoj turban i čvrsto ga zavezao.
Tied his hair back like Daksha.
I zavezao nazad svoju kosu kao Daksha.
Tied his belt.
I privezao svoj pojas.
Clenched his lotus hands.
počeo se dihati na svojim lotusovim rukama.
And was getting ready to jump.
I postao i pripremao se da skoči.
Before he addressed his friends.
A prije toga se obratio svojim prijateljima.
Don't be afraid.
Nemojte se bojati.
My effulgence will destroy any misfortune.
Moj sjaj će uništiti bilo kakvu nevolju.
Whatever happens.
Šta god da se desi.
Stay with the cows.
Ostanite sa kravama.
And then like a kingfisher, the little birds with a long beak, they dive into the water.
I onda je poput ptice, koja je to? Gnjurac. Onda je poput gnjurca.
He dove into the lake.
Zaronio je u jezero.
He created a flood wave.
I time je napravio jedan val.
And this wave, like a tsunami, splashed in Kalia's face.
I taj talas je poput tsunamija zapljusnuo lice Kalije.
What happened then we will hear tomorrow.
A šta se onda desilo, čućemo sutra.
But I want to bring one point to your intention.
Ali želim da vam istaknem jednu poentu.
Don't think please that this is just an exciting story.
Nemojte molim vas da razmišljate da je ovo samo jedna uzbudljiva priča.
It is something very, very deep.
Ovo je nešto jako, jako duboko.
We all know that in the confrontation between Kalia, Krishna didn't kill him like he had killed all the other demons.
Krishna u tom sukobu sa Kalijom ga nije ubio kao što je to učinio sa drugim demonima.
Krishna didn't kill him because he was a devotee.
Krishna ga nije ubio zato što je on bio bhakta.
A devotee who had changed his camp.
To je bio bhakta koji je promijenio stranu.
The Purana say Kalia iti Kalaiya. Kalia is that person who belongs to Kala.
Purane kažu da je Kalia osoba, ona osoba koja pripada Kali.
Kala means black night or iron.
A Kala znači tamna noć ili željezo.
But it mostly means criticism.
Ali najviše znači kritiziranje.
So that person who belongs to criticism is Kalia.
Znači ta osoba koja pripada kritiziranju, to je Kalia.
That person who belongs to pride and to bad wishes against others is Kalia.
Osoba koja ima te loše želje prema drugima, i to je Kalia.
That person kills the Vrindavan spirit.
I to je osoba koja guši i ubija duh Vrindavana.
He is an obstacle to devotion.
I on predstavlja prepreku za devociju.
And it is that person who comes up in our own hearts as we become more and more purified on our spiritual journey.
I to je ta osoba koja sve više i više postaje vidljiva kako idemo na našem duhovnom putu.
And there's only one person who can deal with this obstinacy, this revolting power, that is Krishna.
I postoji samo jedna osoba koja se može nositi sa tom snagom koja ide kontra duhovnosti, a to je Krishna.
In the past we have called this the inner wall against which we bang when we want to surrender to Krishna.
U prošlosti smo to nazivali unutrašnjim zidom u koji udarimo kada želimo da se predamo Krishni.
It needs to be teared down.
I taj zid treba srušiti.
And how this happens we will hear as the seminar unfolds.
I kako ćemo to uraditi, to ćemo čuti kako se seminar bude razvijao.
It will be very, very painful, but very blissful also.
Biće jako, jako bolno, ali u isto vrijeme i blaženo.
If you are pregnant mother, it will be intense.
Ako ste trudna majka, ovo će biti jako intenzivno.
But it's also all right. You will survive. Yes.
Ali isto vrijeme je i u redu. Preživjet ćete.
That's why Narada said this katha is both horrifying.
I zbog toga je Narada i rekao, ova priča, ova katha je u isto vrijeme zastrašujuća, a u isto vrijeme je i u najuzvišeniji način blažena.
You will see some wonderful points will come up.
I vidjet ćete, odavde će izaći neke predivne pojente.
Now I want to sing with you and then we will end this evening, because this evening you should go early to bed so that you are fit for tomorrow.
I sada ćemo još malo pjevati i onda ćemo poći kućima, jer večeras trebate rano leći kako biste bili spremni za sutra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We might ask ourselves, why is this pastime, let me say, singled out in such a special way?
Možemo se pitati, zašto je ova zabava tako istaknuta na ovakav način?
Why do eight Puranas describe it?
Zašto se u osam Purana opisuje ova zabava?
Well, it's like this. When something happens to the beloved, our emotions are very much awakened.
Radi se o tome, kada se nešto desi onome koga volimo, naše emocije su podstaknute.
So, when Krishna jumped into that lake,
i kada je Krishna skočio u to jezero,
this most terrible of monsters came out.
I ovo najstrašnije od svih čudovišta se pojavilo.
And it attacked Krishna.
I napalo Krishna.
Kalia had two powerful weapons.
Kalia je imao dva moćna oružja.
Three actually.
U stvari tri.
One was on short distance he would bite.
Prvo oružje je bilo to da bi na manjim udaljenostima bi grizao.
But he could also spit his poison for long range.
A isto tako je mogao da ispljune svoj otrov na daljinu.
And then he could enwrap even powerful people and just crush them in his embrace.
A isto tako je mogao da ih obgrli sa svojim tijelom i najmoćniji ljudi bi bili smrskani.
And Krishna is very, very sweet.
A Krishna je jako, jako sladak.
If even a little leaf falls on his skin, it leaves a permanent imprint there.
Čak i ako najmanji list padne na njegovu kožu, tu ostaje jedan trajan otisak.
Or when his flute fingers touch the holes in his bamboo flute, you can see the indent on the fingertips.
A kada njegovi prsti sviraju u njegovu bambusovu flautu, na vrhovima prstiju ostaju otisci.
So now the Lord of Sweetness gets attacked.
I sada ovaj gospodar slatkoće biva napadnut.
This is almost intolerable for his devotees.
Ovo je gotovo nemoguće tolerirati njegovim baktama.
And powerful emotions will come out.
I ovdje će se pojaviti moćne emocije.
And so I request you to take good rest.
Zato bih vas zamolio da se dobro odmorite.
That you are able to listen to it tomorrow.
Da biste mogli da to slušate, o tome slušate sutra.
And I hope some powerful Krishna conscious emotions will come out.
I nadam se da će se pojaviti neke moćne emocije svjesne Krišne.
Hare Krishna Indu Kanti. Oh, the cow. Moo. Moo, moo. I think we should end here the evening.
Mislim da bismo sada trebali završiti našu.
It's only the first part.
Ovo je samo prvi dio.
We have to set the scene.
Trebamo da sjednemo i da pjevamo.
But this is what devotees do all over the world. They just hear about Krishna.
Izvinjavam se, pogrešno sam prevela ovo prethodno. Ovo je sada samo postavljanje scene. Mi ćemo sada da nastavimo da slušamo o Krishna.
His pastimes.
O njegovim zabavama.
His extraordinary deeds.
O njegovim veličanstvenim djelima.
His affection for his devotees.
Naklonosti koju osjeća prema svojim baktama.
Because that's the real life.
Zbog toga što je to pravi život.
You look at me.
Vi me gledate.
And I look at you.
Ja gledam vas.
Laku noć. Hare Krishna.